And this is Montana Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Northwestern Montana officials have declared a state of emergency after 2 days of rain and melting snow caused flooding near Libby and Troy. Lincoln County Emergency Manager Kirk Kraft told the Daily Interlake yesterday the water appears to be receding after flooding structures along Callahan Creek near Troy and roadways in Troy and Libby. Sheriff Robbie Bowe tells the Flathead Beacon 6 homes near Troy have been damaged. The Yak and Fisher Rivers are flowing at record highs for the day, and several creeks are at flood level. Tree and debris floated down Callahan Creek, and crews used excavators to remove ice and debris on bridges and banks. Heavy rain fell on the area Monday and Tuesday. An emergency declaration makes the county eligible for state emergency funding. A man convicted of killing a Cascade County deputy during a high-speed pursuit is set to be sentenced. The Great Falls Tribune reports 41-year-old Adam Sanchez Jr. will be sentenced today in the 2014 death of Deputy Joe Dunn. Sanchez was found guilty of deliberate homicide in October. He was charged under the felony murder rule, which says a person participating in a felony can be charged with homicide if a death occurs. Authorities say the chase began in Great Falls and continued toward Geyser. During the pursuit, Sanchez turned his vehicle and was heading back to Great Falls when he struck Dunn. Sanchez's attorney argued there was no evidence that his client intended to cause harm. Sanchez is currently serving a 20-year prison sentence for a previous chase. A federal magistrate judge has ruled against a polygamous trio in Billings seeking to strike down Montana's bigamy laws. U.S. Magistrate Judge Carolyn Otsby ruled Monday that Nathan, Victoria, and Christine Collier must show that the laws have harmed them or that they've been threatened with prosecution before they can file a lawsuit. Otsby's ruling is not the final say. Her findings and recommendations can be upheld or rejected by U.S. District Judge Susan Waters. Nathan Collier says he was inspired to file the lawsuit after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled ruling that allowed gay marriage. He is legally married to Victoria and wants to also legally wed his common-law wife, Christine. Their marriage license application was denied in June. Federal wildlife officials say they want to maintain grizzly bear numbers in the three-state Yellowstone region near current levels as they move toward lifting protections for the threatened species. A U.S. Fish and Wildlife spokeswoman says the agency has set a management goal of 674 grizzly bears across the 19,000-square-mile region. State wildlife officials want federal protections lifted to allow for limited hunting. Severe wind and flooding was reported from all across the western part of the state yesterday. Helena seemed to be hit the hardest with wind. Debbie Cronin is the administrative manager at St. Peter's Hospital in Helena. She says she'd never seen wind quite like yesterday's gusts.
This was out of the ordinary. We get wind, but I've been at St. Peter's for 20 years, and I've never heard of a vehicle being blown over and injuries from that. I mean, it was a mess outside.
Northwestern Energy reported 2,400 outages around 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. As of early yesterday evening, the company said that number dropped to about 500 customers without power. Northwestern reported smaller outages affecting Great Falls and Deer Lodge. Emergency crews were dispatched to clean up the damage and restore power. Butte saw some fallen trees and downed power lines. A woman southeast of Butte lost control of her car on Highway 2 and rolled into a ditch. The Highway Patrol reports no injuries. Flooding is the big issue in the northwest around Troy. According to the Daily Interlake, 6 homes in the Troy area have been damaged by lowland flooding, and at least 3 secondary roads were covered in water or washed away. Libby and Lincoln County officials declared a state of emergency. Ryan Leach with the National Weather Service in Missoula says the worst seems to be over.
Most of the areas have already peaked in terms of the amount of rain, and we've just got this front that's coming through it. So that's what we've got coming in for the next couple of days is mainly just some snow, but you know it's going to be more of a travel nuisance than anything else.
The Fisher River near Libby has risen from roughly 100 cubic feet per second to over 1,000 cubic feet per second in the last 2 days. In other news, MDU Resources Group Incorporated has laid off 7 employees in its Bismarck, North Dakota corporate office after the sale of its oil company. MDU announced the sale of its Fidelity exploration and production properties in November to generate capital to fund investments at its other subsidiaries. The oil company made up one-third of the corporation's earnings. In addition to the layoffs, 2 other employees took voluntary retirement packages and 15 unfilled positions were eliminated from 160 total positions at the corporate office. A second cost-cutting review is being conducted to identify duplicate operations among MDU subsidiaries. The review is expected to be completed in January and could result in further layoffs. MDU Resources is the parent company of Montana Dakota Utilities, which provides natural gas and electricity to parts of the Dakotas, Montana, and Wyoming. The state Supreme Court will decide whether to prevent injured railroad employees from filing lawsuits against their companies in Montana if their claims have nothing to do with the state. The court heard arguments Tuesday in 2 cases of workers who sued BNSF Railway in Yellowstone County District Court over injuries that happened in other states. Such cases are allowed under a federal law that says a lawsuit can be filed in a court where the defendant is doing business at the time. Attorneys for BNSF argue that a U.S. Supreme Court ruling last year determined jurisdiction lies where the corporation is at home, with limited exceptions. The company says its home is Texas. An attorney for the workers says the ruling does not apply to these cases. The justices did not make an immediate ruling. Frontier Airlines is cutting its year-round flight service from Bozeman to Denver next year. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports Frontier will instead only offer seasonal direct flights with no connections between the two cities starting in April. The decision comes after the Denver-based company announced last year plans to stop operating as a network carrier with connecting flight to offering point-to-point service. Frontier flights make up 5% of passenger traffic passing through Bozeman-Yellowstone International Airport. Frontier provides service in more than 40 U.S. cities, Mexico, and Jamaica. Thanks for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.